This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And good Sunday morning, Breakout Radio Church. What a delight to have you in church on this Sunday morning. I would call it this cold Sunday morning in Austin, Texas. Wow, about 18 degrees this morning, which is very cold for Austin. Delighted to have you in church today as we come from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And it's great to have you in church on this Sunday morning, or whatever day or night you may be attending Breakout Radio Church. Remember, we're having church every night at 8 o'clock, every night of the week. You can listen to BPN Internet Radio or on your iTunes app. So I want to welcome all of our church members across America and around the world this morning, as well as those of you who may be visiting Breakout Radio Church. And we're responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person, to every creature. And BPN Radio reaches out to the entire world, anywhere there's an internet connection. So we realize that we are not only ministering to those of you who live in America, but those of you that may be attending the service from many nations of the world, wherever you are. So we recognize that because of various reasons, everybody can't attend church on Sunday morning. So we've made this service available every night of the week at 8 o'clock, every weekday morning at 9 a.m. That's Central Time. And also, we're broadcasting today on KJAK Radio in Lubbock, Texas. That's KJAK.com at 10 o'clock this morning. Tell your friends, remember the Breakout Radio Church is here to connect a community of believers across America, around the world, who may not have a pastor, a church home. So you too can be a member of this worldwide church. And after a while today, I'm going to give you more information on how you can become a member. And this is if you want to visit our website, we will have people there that will be ministering to you, asking, answering your questions. All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And this morning, we're going to pray. I've set aside my normal schedule. I prepared a sermon to preach today, but in prayer this morning, the Holy Spirit is just directing me to have a healing service, a miracle service today, because Gene and I believe in healing. We believe in miracles. And so it's good to have, honored to have Brian and Kristen Ming as our praise and worship leaders. And Brian's going to come to the keyboard and going to play some music here today as we get ready to pray for the sick, pray for your miracle. And I just know that we have a healing Jesus, and we're going to be ministering for those that need healing and those that need a miracle. We're going to pray for individuals. We're going to pray for families, and we're going to pray for America as well. America needs a healing. And Father, we just come boldly into your presence here on this Sunday morning, broadcasting from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas, here at Breakout Radio Church, as we reach out to people across America and around the world. And we just pray the will of God be done today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this service today here at Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to have my wife, Jean Gentry, to come, and we're gonna agree together. We're gonna pray for the sick. Jean and I, this year, celebrating 50 years in the ministry, 55 years of marriage, 50 years in the ministry, and you know, the Holy Spirit has just put in our hearts to lead a church where people could participate on radio and receive ministry. And so it's so good to have you attending church here on this Sunday morning. And We're just going to pray. Gene and I were supposed to have been in ministering this week at Grace Chapel in Florida, West Palm Beach County, Florida, Loxahatchee, Florida, with Pastor Brian Rosenbarger, and also at Trinity Church International, where we've been ministering the past 30 years with Pastor Matt Baker, great church founded by Pastor Tom Peters. But because of some serious back issues, I've not been able to make the trip. So we're going to pray for your healing. You're going to pray for my healing. And I just believe it's going to be a healing time. Gene, it's good to have everybody attending Breakout Radio Church today by listening here on BPN Radio, our tune-in radio, and we know we serve a healing Jesus, right?
Yes, we do. Good morning, Breakout family. It's great to have you listening today. And yes, we do serve a healing Jesus.
And the Lord healed you several years ago.
2004. I was healed of cancer, and I'm cancer-free today. I'm so thankful and grateful.
Well, you've been cancer-free since 2004.
Yes.
And the Lord just performed a miracle.
Yes, He did. And He can do the same for you today.
That's right. And He's a miracle Jesus. And we experienced healing for you. And I believe that others are going to experience healing today, right?
Yes.
And we're just going to set ourselves in agreement here at Breakout Radio Church and just believe for healing. And I had prepared to preach a sermon, but there's some people that really desperately need a healing today. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray for these people, and we're going to pray for people that are listening that need a miracle, because we know that He is a miracle-working God. And we're going to read some scriptures today. That you wrote a book entitled Overwhelming Victory.
Yes.
And you shared your journey, your healing journey. And the Lord gave us some scriptures that we were to stand on. And we're going to be, I've got your book in front of me. In fact, your book is available by going to letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com. And go to resources, and your book's available. They can download it or read it there. But you wrote this book, and we included a whole bunch of healing scriptures, and I'm going to share those healing scriptures today. So, Father, we get ready, Gene and I. We just hold hands right here in front of this radio audience today, those that are attending church by radio. And we set ourselves in agreement, Lord, that people are going to be healed today. Miracles are going to be performed. Lives are going to be changed and transformed. In Jesus' name, they're going to be healed physically. They're going to be healed emotionally. Marriages are going to be healed. It's going to be healing in our nation. We know this is a healing service, and I love to work with the Holy Ghost. And today, we're just going to work with the Holy Ghost and see what the Holy Spirit wants to do. And whatever He wants to do, we'll just, whatever we see Him doing, we'll do that. What do we hear Him saying? That's what we'll say. And Gene and I have been in ministry 50 years, about 30 years. We traveled across America doing revivals, healing services and restoration services and whatever the Holy Spirit was doing. So we have some people on our prayer list that we're going to pray for, as well as those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church. I'm asking, we're honored to have Brian and Kristen Ming as our new praise and worship leaders, our friends who live in California. And I'm going to ask Kristen to come and sing her healing song. And as those of you that need a healing, get ready to be healed. Receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You say, well, I don't need healing today. Well, you can act. You can be an intercessor today and intercede as we call people's names in prayer. And so I just want us to prepare ourselves for this healing service today here on this Sunday morning. And so Christian's going to come and sing, minister, lead us right now. Everybody get ready. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just asking the healing waters to flow today here at Breakout Radio Church.
just close your eyes and raise your hands towards heaven right now. God, we ask for your healing waters to flow in this place tonight. God, would you open up the windows of heaven and would you flood our hearts with your healing power? Oh God, we ask for you tonight. God, would you heal the brokenhearted? God, would you restore the broken things? Only you, God. Only you are the healer. Only you, God. We turn our eyes towards you. Oh, God, send your healing waters in this place. Can you ask him tonight? Send your rain. Send your rain. God, would you just flood this place tonight? Oh, God, would you heal?
Father, here at Breakout Radio Church, on this Sunday morning, we set ourselves in agreement with Christian Ming and with those who are attending Breakout Radio Church. We believe for healing power, your healing power to flow through people this morning. It may be nighttime somewhere in the world, wherever they're listening, Lord. I just believe in Jesus' name for divine healing. And we're going to pray for some people today that need a healing. I want us to pray today for one of Gene and I's spiritual granddaughters who lives in England. Her name is Chloe Ellis. She may be listening today. And we started ministering for her parents, Roger and Maggie Ellis. When Chloe was first born, 1991, Chichester, England. And Chloe needs a miracle. She's only about 25 years old. She's dangerously ill with a large brain tumor, but they've taken her to a top specialist, and she definitely needs a healing today, and we're going to ask God to heal Chloe Ellis of this brain tumor. Because we know that he's a healing Jesus, and we're believing for Chloe's miracle, and we're going to pray for her safety, protection. She's in a very high risk situation, and we're just believing for Chloe Ellis. Father, in Jesus' name, we just set ourselves in agreement here at Breakout Radio Church for Chloe Ellis and for her miracle in faraway England. But we love that nation, ministered there for many years. And we pray right now for the safety and protection of our spiritual granddaughter, Chloe Ellis. And because of the high risk of brain damage, and she needs a miracle. We just pray for Chloe. Would you call her name right now, Chloe Ellis? This is a healing service. Normally, it would be a preaching service, but I believe when we go to church, we need to just follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. So many times when we go to church, everything is in 1, 2, 3 order, but I believe that the Holy Spirit has a time that He wants to do a special ministry, and today is a healing time, and we pray right now for Chloe Ellis in Jesus' name. One of my spiritual sons, Randy Henderson, needs healing. Kingfisher, Oklahoma, would you help me pray for Randy? Father, we pray for Randy Henderson in Jesus' name that needs healing. My prayer partner, Pastor Bob Schaefer, also in Kingfisher, needs healing. I pray, Father God, we lift up Pastor Bob Schaefer right now to you. My friend Brent Moody, who lives in Georgia, who lives in North Carolina, attends church in Georgia, has cancer, and he needs a miracle today. Father, we pray for Brent Moody in Jesus' name. Would you call his name in prayer? We pray today, Lord, for one of our church members, Fran Vestal, in North Texas. We pray for Fran. Lord, we ask that you minister to Fran in Jesus' name. We pray for 10-year-old Elizabeth Wampler, who has cancer, Columbia, Missouri. And her parents have been longtime friends of Jean and I. In Jesus' name, we pray right now for Elizabeth Wampler. Touch her. We pray for Pat Aker in New Mexico. Artesia, New Mexico, needs healing of cancer. Father, we pray for Pat Aker in Jesus' name that you would heal Pat. Our friend Pastor Doug Carter, Ellettsville, Indiana, he needs a miracle. We pray for Pastor Doug Carter in Jesus' name. We pray for our friend Ralph Nichols, Fort Worth, Texas, longtime friend who needs prayer, brother of Pastor Bob Nichols, Ralph Nichols. Lord, we pray for Ralph in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for Anita Rogers, wife of Pastor Dave Rogers, our friend. They're in the Kerrville, Texas area. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Maggie has requested prayer for her brother John, who has had many, who's having many strokes due to cancer treatments. Just heard from that request. We pray for Maggie's brother John. Wherever he may be, wherever he may live, we ask God for healing from these strokes due to the cancer. And Father, we pray for every need that is represented today at Breakout Radio Church. For everyone who needs a healing, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come and minister healing to them. I'm going to read some healing scriptures to build your faith. When Jean wrote her book, we included some healing scriptures that we stood on for weeks, believing for her healing. The Bible says in Exodus 15 and 26, "For I am the Lord who heals you." Joshua 1 and 9, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and of a good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 43 says, "Fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name, you're mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." Isaiah 53 says, "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Isaiah 54 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn." Lord, I pray for people that need healing today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put our trust and our confidence in you. Lord, we know that medical science has come to help us, but there's a time that medical science can no longer help us. Or we know that the name of Jesus is above any medical science. There's a higher power. And so, Lord, we trust you. I want to read Psalms 18, which has been a tremendous encouragement to Gene and I. David said, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of hell surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken. Because he was angry, smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, which in times past has been cancer or emotional challenges, whatever it may be, from those who hated me. They were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my comfort. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted." Psalms 30 says, "O Lord, my God, I cried to you, and you heal me." Father, I just pray right now for those who desperately need a healing, those who may be in pain. I command this pain cycle to be broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray for these that need healing today, as they pray for me, as they pray for me in my back, in serious pain today, and yet I'm before this microphone because I know today that I need to minister healing to you as well as healing to myself. And I just believe with you right now for your healing, the healing power of Jesus to flow through you. I'm praying right now for those of you that need a physical healing. You need a healing right now. In Jesus' name, would you set yourself in agreement with me today and just say, "I'm healed," with Christian Ming, who's just sang and said a prayer for you. Would you set yourself in agreement with her that you are healed? By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you are healed in the name of Jesus. So I just pray the healing power of Jesus just flow through you right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Would you receive it now in the name of Jesus? Those of you that need physical healing, I pray for you. I pray for you, Chloe. In Jesus' name, I pray for you, Randy. I pray for you, Chloe Ellis. I pray for you, Randy Schaefer. I pray for you, Bob Schaefer. I pray for you, Brent Moody. I pray for you, Elizabeth Wampler. I pray for you, Fran Vestal. I pray for you, Pat Aker. I pray for you, Doug Carter. I pray for you, Ralph Nichols. I pray for you, Anita Rogers. I pray for you, John. And all of those of you that need healing and a miracle today, I pray for you now that you would reach out in the name of Jesus and receive your healing. In the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those of you right now also that you need emotional healing. You're going through a lot of stress or anxiety or burnout. You may be suffering from panic attacks. In 1980, Gene and I were on vacation. I woke up early in the morning while we were in Colorado feeling that I was having a heart attack. And Gene rushed me to the emergency room, and I spent several days in the hospital thinking I was having a heart attack or heart problems. And I was actually having anxiety attacks, panic attacks. And I went through that for a number of months. Panic attacks, anxiety attacks, a lot of stress. I could hardly function. And a lot of phobias, a lot of fear accompanied that. But one day a man came into the hospital room where I was recuperating, laid his hands on me in the name of Jesus. He was not a preacher. He was not a pastor. He was actually an automobile dealer, and he just laid his hands on me. I was instantly healed, and the Lord touched me. I had to walk some things out. So I'm praying for those of you that's going through stress or anxiety, burnout. Maybe it's being accompanied by panic attacks or anxiety attacks. I pray for you right now. I'm asking the Lord to heal you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to receive your healing. Psalms 91 says, "Who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. I declare that no evil shall befall you, shall any plague come near your dwelling. He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He set His love upon you, therefore He's delivering you. Because you have set Him on high, you've known His name. He said, if you're going to call upon Me, I'm going to answer you. I'll be with you in trouble. I'll deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you, show you My salvation." Psalms 103 says, "Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies?" Psalms 107 says, "He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." We believe You, Lord. We believe You, Lord. We pray for those who need a physical healing. And we pray for today for those who need an emotional healing. In Jesus' name. Maybe you need healing of a broken heart. Maybe you have a physical heart condition, but you may need healing from a broken heart. Maybe you've been abandoned. Your husband has left you. Your wife has left you. Maybe those who are so dear and near have turned against you. Maybe you're going through just deep sorrow, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a friend, the death of someone who has died. I want to pause a moment and pray for the family of Marvin Gorman, revivalist, evangelist, Pastor Marvin Gorman. Been a friend of mine for many years, been an influence in my life since 1968 when I first heard him preach. He was on my broadcast a few months ago, a great preacher of the gospel. One time was one of the leaders of the Assemblies of God movement. Pastored a great church, First Assembly of God Church in New Orleans, Louisiana for many years. And I want to pray for his family, his wife, Virginia, and his sons, Mark and Randy, his daughter. His daughter, their grandkids, in Jesus' name. I want to pray for the entire family today in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for Beverly Bilbo, Marvin Gorman's daughter. We pray for his wife, Virginia. We pray, and we pray for the entire family of Marvin Gorman, who went to be with the Lord this past week. In Jesus' name, we pray for the family that You comfort them. The funeral that's going to be held this Tuesday. We pray in Jesus' name for the Marvin Gorman family. In the name of the Lord, Jesus' name. We pray for that funeral service, that memorial service, this Tuesday at noon, Harvey, Louisiana. We pray for others that may be suffering today, going through difficult times, difficult situations. We pray for them right now. Comfort you, the comfort of the Holy Ghost that is upon you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit today? Thank you, Lord. I've just laid aside my prepared sermon today here at Breakout Radio Church just to pray for you that need a healing. That need a healing. Maybe your family needs a healing. Maybe there's divorce in progress, or maybe there is separation, division, whatever it may be. Just asking for divine intervention today here at Breakout Radio Church. Gene and I have a longtime friend, Carla Curley Kraft. I'm going to ask her to come right now and minister her healing song. And as she sings, I just want you to receive your healing as we pray for your miracle today. Whatever it may be, why don't you just receive? Just receive. Just receive today in Jesus' name. Okay, Carla, I want you to come and sing right now.
See, come and follow me, Jesus calls. Then all through Galilee, the sick and the diseased, he healed them all. Jesus hasn't changed. His power is still the same as when he walked the shore. This God of yesterday, he's still the healing Jesus now and evermore. What a healing. I found in you. restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing, Jesus, for such a time as
says that the Bible says that therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things on the earth, and those under the earth. Cancer must bow at the name of Jesus. Tumors must bow at the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease must bow at the name of Jesus. Depression must bow at the name of Jesus. Every name that is contrary to the abundant life that Jesus has afforded us must bow at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here, Breakout Radio Church, on this Sunday morning, I speak healing over you. The Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings. And I declare, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, the pulling down of strongholds. Therefore, we're taking up the whole armor of God, according to Ephesians 6. And Philippians 1 says, we're confident of this very thing, that he has begun a good work and he's going to complete it. So we believe that God is working in your life right now, in Jesus' name. Just receive your healing today, Father. The Bible says in James 5, the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. So we set ourselves in agreement for those of you that need a miracle, for those of you that need a healing today, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for our nation today, the United States of America, that needs a healing. Most of you know that I've been a prayer leader in this nation since 1985. Gene and I have traveled millions of miles taking the prayer message. And I'm very excited about a new administration that is going to come into the White House on January the 20th, and even though that I believe that God has brought Donald J. Trump to the White House, to D.C. for such a time as this, I don't believe that Donald J. Trump will make America great again. Only God can make America great again. Morally, we're bankrupt. economically, we're in trouble, but we're morally bankrupt. I believe it's because we've put economic issues over moral issues. We need a restoration. We need a healing. I'm believing for revival, not only in churches across America. I'm believing for revival in homes. I believe in revival on college and university campuses and high school and junior high campuses. Father, we ask that you heal our nation. Only you, God, can make America great again. We pray for America. We pray, Lord, for these next couple of weeks during the interim period, the transition time from one administration to another administration. We pray for a successful transition in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray for our President-elect Donald Trump, that you'd protect him, and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, that you'd watch over them and protect them as they prepare to take office. Lord, I pray for my nation. I pray for the people, the families of the victims there in the shooting in Fort Lauderdale. Lord, our streets have become dangerous. Our airports have become dangerous. We're living in a time where we must have revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we agree together today, your Breakout Radio Church, we agree for healing and restoration for our nation, for our land. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know we're not living in normal times. We know we're not living in normal conditions. We need your help, Lord. We ask, God, that you would come and heal our nation, heal our land. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I never want to let a Breakout Radio Church service go by without giving people an opportunity to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. So if you're not a Christian, if you don't know the Lord, maybe you're a backslider far away from God, you've gotten disappointed in other people, disappointed ministers, disappointed in the church, disappointed in God, I want to ask you to come back today. Maybe there are those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, and you're not sure of your salvation. You say, I don't know. I'm not sure if I were to die today, if I would go to heaven or hell. You can know, because the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I want to give you an opportunity today to know Jesus. Would you say this prayer after me? For the Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So you can have eternal life, not temporary life, but eternal life. And so today, I'm just believing for eternal life for you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept your forgiveness. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. And if you've said that prayer and you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, have me praying for you and other people praying for you, then I encourage you to go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. BreakoutRadioChurch.com is our website. And there is there's a membership card there. Just click on the membership card link. You can fill out that information. And you can click the submit button. Send that to us. We'll give you a confirmation. We'll be praying for you. I take the names of the church members almost every day, hold them in my hand, and I pray for them. Church members in different places in America and different places in the world. I pray for you, and we're here to minister for you and to you however we can help. And you can just fill out that membership card by going to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and click on the membership card link there. Fill that out and submit that to us. And we keep that confidential, but we're praying with you. Want you to know that we're reaching out to you. I want to give you an opportunity right now to give your tithes and offerings and contributions here at Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Ministries is supported by you, our church members. So I'm asking those of you that attend Breakout Radio Church to be faithful with your tithes and your offerings and your contributions. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church today and you would like to participate in the offering, then I want to give you that opportunity. And all you have to do to give is to go to breakoutradiochurch.com, and there's a donate button there. There's a donate button, and you can use your PayPal or credit card, or you can use your debit card to give today. And if you would like to give by check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. And you can send that contribution to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Once again, I want to give you that information. If you want to write that down, you may want to go ahead and make your check now. And if you want to make your check now, you can make that to Breakout Ministries. And put the amount in there, because in just a moment I'm going to speak a blessing upon those of you that are giving today in the offering here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning or whenever you may be listening to BPN Radio. And I'm going to pray for you right now, and I'm just going to ask God to bless you. I'm just going to give you just a few moments to prepare your tithes and offerings and contributions. I really appreciate your faithfulness. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Malachi 3, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. There may be meat in mine house, and prove me now. If I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. And so I want to bless you right now. Father God, I pray for people. I pray for the people that are giving their tithes and offerings and contributions to Breakout Radio Church, those that are making their check to Breakout Ministries, as we reach out across America and around the world, as we give people not only an opportunity to attend a church on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock, but every night at 8 o'clock Central Time, we have church on BPN Radio. And every weekday morning, we have church at 9 a.m. Central Time on BPN Radio. And I pray, Father God, that people will know as they invest in Breakout Ministries, Lord, that they're helping us reach out to people around the world. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, bless the people that are giving today in the name of Jesus. I bless you right now as you give. Just give me a few moments to write your check, to go to the donate button in Jesus' name. I realize today that there are so many people across America and around the world that do not have a pastor. They may be confined to a hospital, confined to a nursing home, confined to their home. They have to work on Sunday. For some reason, they just don't have a pastor. And if you don't have a pastor, I'll be your pastor. I'll reach out to you. And there's so many, many ways now through social media that I can reach out to you. And if you would like to call us, well, there's a phone number on our website at breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com. And my personal assistant, Linda Meeks, will be there to take your call during the week. And you can just leave me a message. And I'll be praying for you, reaching out to you. We want to serve you. And we have our website now up and running. And we have our Breakout Radio Church Facebook page almost ready to reach out to you. So I bless you today. I ask God to bless you. And I pray that God will just give you a good week, a good week. And I just speak a blessing upon you, your family, your job, your business, all that you put your hand to do. And I declare that 2017 is going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year for our nation. I declare it's going to be a good year for you as an individual, for you and your family, for you and your church. I bless every pastor today that's ministering, every local church today. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, let's praise Him. Father, we just thank You today. We praise You, Lord. We give You praise and honor and glory for what You've done today at Breakout Radio Church. Can you praise Him with me? We are so very thankful and grateful for all that You've done, for the people that are being healed, for the people that are being delivered, for the people that are being set free, for the miracles, the restoration that is taking place in so many, many lives today. We're so very, very thankful and grateful. We give You praise and honor and glory today. In the name of Jesus, we love You today. We honor You today. We thank You today, God, for Your many, many blessings. Thank You for being with us today. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church. This broadcast is played every night at 8 o'clock on bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Every weekday morning at 9 a.m. on bpnradio.com Central. And also pray for BPN Radio as we lead, as we call America to pray 24 hours a day, BPN Radio. Thanks for coming to church today. Gene and I love you. We love you. We want to help you. We want to be a blessing to you. You go with God. Have a wonderful day today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thanks for coming today.